Best Fishing Voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Ryan Bostian. Mr. Yellowtail, we call him here, from the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, and it is Yellowtail season.
You're not kidding, man. Life is good. Fish are biting. It's happening. Three-quarter day fishing going on right now. And this is just, how much does this feel like the setup of the last two great years? You know, early in the season, the fish are there. And then, just like Ryan was saying, we get weather and we get the things that, under normal spring times, would knock it out for a week, and it takes takes 2 weeks for the conditions to get back and start to bite again. And these things, like, it blew 30 knots, and within 2 days, you guys had 40 fish on the boat.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's been amazing. It's just that warm water goes way down deep, down to the bottom. And that's what's been the most amazing to me the last couple of years, is after the storms, the water doesn't take a big hit. The fish don't go away. We're able to catch fish right after we had 30 knots of wind. So it's looking a lot like last year.
It's all good.
Last year it was, 3 weeks from today, a month from today, we were fishing yellowtail, and all of a sudden the bluefin showed up.
Oh.
But we couldn't keep them.
Now we can keep them.
Now we can keep two. So if those show up again, it'll make things very interesting. Because we had some days last year, there's not a doubt in my mind, we could have had 100 yellowtail and 50 bluefin for the day. There was some opportunity down there last year.
Wow.
There was a lot of days I would pick up the binoculars and the yellowtail would be in the shallow water and I would glass out to the deep water and see spot after spot after spot of bluefin up on the surface. And we just wouldn't drive towards them, because we couldn't keep them.
That was in May.
That was in May, yeah.
That was my favorite fishing, I think, that we did, or at least amongst it last year, was we had two different stops where we cast on spots of fish. We're up splashing around, and at two different times, we'd hook a double on 7X, a double on surface iron, and one fish would be a yellow, and one fish would be a bluefin. Fully mixed up schools.
Right.
Hang two at the same time, two guys on the boat. One was a tuna, one was a yellow.
And so what you're saying, Ryan, is the stage is pretty much the same set as it was last year. It looks the same.
Looks the same, yeah. I look at the water charts daily, and that water just outside the islands is very, very nice.
Are we getting pumped up?
Oh, I'm so pumped, man.
302, 425, all that. It is beautiful looking water right now.
Hey.
If they come in this year, we'll be driving towards them.
All right.
Well, as you can hear, the second hour, we got a ton to talk about. Lots of great information. If you want to be a part of it, we want to hear from you. 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or reach us toll free. That one's 877-799. 1090. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, Ryan so generously donated two trips. We're going to have two lucky callers at the end of the show that are each going to get in on that great action we've been talking about all morning. Two passes to go fishing aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. And hey, it's time to find out what's biting. It's time for our FishDope.com catch report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish that you catch is a very valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest. They'll treat your fish like it was their own, and once you try them, you'll be hooked. You can check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's start off with that FishDope.com report. Talk to our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Mark.
Well, guys, it's officially springtime, and we got a lot of fish around, as you've been talking about. And we also had a little bit of wind to contend with, and it kind of set things back just a step or two, but not too far. It's like you were just saying there, it's just crazy how fast things are bouncing back. But, last week with them balmier conditions, those yellows were biting pretty good all throughout the area up here. Santa Barbara Island was one of the major hot spots. There's quite a bit of fish showed up there, mostly around the back there from Soodle up to Webster and that little tuck there on the Fathom Curve. But pretty good angling. up there. Not so much big ones like we normally find up there, more of the school size grade, but whatever. And also good rock fishing in the area, but remember, you got to stay less than 20 fathoms. That's up there in that Cowcod zone. And but the weather definitely got that bite there. But as a sidebar, there was also some of the guys going up that way to look at the Osborne, and they scraped some yellows off the top of the Osborne bank also. And I was thinking, boy, what a nice place to maybe catch a bluefin early in the season too. So we'll see how that shapes up there. At Catalina Island fared a bit better in the wind situation, but those yellows kept biting reasonably well, man. I, you know, backed off a little bit for a day or two and then kind of back on the program. Some of that's around the back there, backside west on the structure spot. Some of that's also on the front where you're definitely a little bit more protected from the weather. And some of that's biting the surface iron, smaller surface jigs there like a Taddy C or a 7X Junior. And most of it's being caught on fly line anchovies and small sardines, 15 to 20 pound fluorocarbon there is the best way to catch one of those guys. Decent bass fishing at Catalina, and virtually no squid at all, guys. And, you know, as a consequence, minimal sea bass fishing right now. There's a very few fishing around that the locals have been scraping off some of the kelp lines there, backside east. That's your best shot. There's actually been some nicer grade fish, but not much of it. Not like we normally see it. Clemente, hard hit by the weather, and a massive influx of red crab over there. So together that made, you know, conditions a little more difficult. But we saw a little rebound yesterday. It looked like some new fish moved in, much better grade fish, 15 to 20 pounds. And with better weather, the guys were able to get around the back there and fish some of that deep water yo-yo fish. So that's that was the answer there. And our number one fish dope team, Danny and Pam, they're out there with my good friend Rick Slavkin on the Oceanside 95 doing on-the-water research last night for tonight. Report. You want to check that report, Danny, I'm sure, is probably pulling on something worthy as we speak here. One, two, hello.
Yeah, fishdope.com is the spot. I didn't have, I was talking away there. I didn't have a mic on, Mark. We were just like so involved in there.
Goes.
Yeah. And fishdope.com, Danny's on it. The whole team is on it there. And you can save $20 with a new membership, the fishdope.com. Hookup now is the code to use, a lowercase, no space, hookup now, and save $20. It's an annual membership. It's good for a full year when you buy it. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is 714-840-4262. Website, PacificEdgeTackle.com, and we'll have new pictures of another brand-new tank going up here.
Yet another one. Nice.
Yeah, and we're just about done with new tanks. I got just about everything we need now.
So. All right. That sounds
yeah.
great.
And,
Mark.
Hey, I got a quick question for Ryan, if you could, if you wouldn't mind there. When you're sonaring around for those yellows, what range and what tilt, if that's not too secret?
Whoa, that's heavy information. No, no, this guy knows his stuff. It varies. The most standard range and setting is 400 foot, 15 degrees. That's my go-to.
Right.
We do adjust based on what the fish are doing. But, you know, these fish have been really, really tricky to sonar. I think without the thermocline around, they're using a wide range of depths. You know, usually when we get yellowtail wired, I can set my tilt and leave it there for 2-3 weeks until they change modes. These things have been tricky. We'll slide on a school that's right up on the surface picking on birds, and within 4 seconds, they're on the bottom in 300 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, so you really have to stay on it.
What is it? Are they spooking by the boat?
No, maybe. They might be spooking a little bit. They're just... Yellowtail are tough. You know, you got to lead them. You got to figure out which way they're moving, and you got to get in front of them, and you got to give your jigs time to get down and let them swim through your boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're challenging on the sonar. That's why I like them.
All right.
They're great.
So there you go, Mark. More info for your seminars.
Thank you for the info. That's good stuff.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks a lot, Mark Wish. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
I think we're going to have some spectacular stuff.
Right. I think you're right.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
See you, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, let's head on down to San Diego, over to Seaforth Sport Fishing, home of the San Diego, and talk to Marcos. Marcos, what's going on there at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great. It pains me to talk about it, but earlier this morning we were talking about how good you guys have gotten about getting those visas out.
Why would that pain you?
Oh, I don't like ever giving Marcos a compliment.
No.
Like, I just pride myself
Marcos on the radio?
Yeah, Marcos from the radio. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure. No, you guys have got it wired. And we were talking about it earlier. You know, you come in with your passport and everything. The guys in that office are so fast. It virtually is no more time than it was before the FMM was even an issue. You guys got it wired, Marcos.
And I got to say, they've done a pretty good job on the other end, making it easy for us to get that stuff out. There's a couple of hiccups here and there, but, you know, that's always going
to
be the case. But.
Yeah, we got to throw thank yous very much to the Sport Fishing Association of California, Kenya, Elena, and Ken. Just have dialed it in with Mexico and their efforts, along with all the good relations that we have with Mexico now, have really made things much easier, right?
Yeah, they've done a great job. And, you know, last time they tried to implement the visas, it was a disaster. This time around, it's been great. And it slows us down a little bit. And, you know, it's always a bummer when you have to send someone home because they forgot their passport, they didn't bring a passport, you know, but they set the boundaries there, the rules that go down there, and they've made it pretty easy for us, like we've talked about before, you know. I'll give you a report on a three-card day, but you got the first town account there, so I'm not going to do better than Ryan as far as giving you the dope on the three-card day fishing there. But on the other end, getting ready for that trip, get your passport. Good for 10 years. It is a bit of an initial outlay there, but you're going to be using that, you know. Gives you lots of options as far as fishing and anything, really. So definitely get that. It's good for 10 years. You know, over the year there, that's not much more than less than a Mexican, you know, fishing permit there, so... Definitely check the schedule there online, seaforthlanding.com. And Ryan's pretty much online every day he possibly can be at this point. Like I said, there's some good fishing there. The half-day trip, very good bottom fishing. They actually caught a little bit of yellowtail earlier in the week. On Monday, I believe it was, they had 6 in the afternoon. And a little bit of weather came through there, like we talked about. When that weather behaves, they caught a few yellowtail after that. Back to normal here. Hopefully we have some good weather. And they're online just about every day. The Outer Limits did not go online this weekend. We tried. I think people were... a little hesitant with Easter coming up there, and I'm sure not everyone could get away and come back late for Easter there. But he's online for the next few weeks through most of April. So you've got a few options. You've got those great three-quarter days, the half day. You got the day and a half trips. Except if you got family in town visiting and you just want to get out on the water, but they won't let you fish. We got whale watching trips. Lots of options. Definitely check the website there. You can do everything online. You can make your own reservations. You can always call the office, 619-224-3383. Get you on that half day. Get you on that three-quarter day. Any other questions, we'll be able to help you out. Yeah, if you want some good tackle advice, you can call Tackle Shop. If you'd rather have some mediocre tackle advice, call Fisherman's Landing. The hook.
Oh,
good and great.
Wow. Oh, wow. Hey, Marcos, good job. You had to get it in there, right?
Yeah, I had to. You know,
I'd say mediocre there. Job.
Yeah, thanks. You know, Fisherman's Landing's getting on there, too. You know, that. Not to toot our own here, but they're actually going with the same system we are, so everyone's kind of, you know, once we got that laid in there, those visas and permits should not be a problem for anyone. So good fishing all around. This weather holds, I'm sure it's going to just get better and better from here on out.
I think so, Marcos. Great report. We sure appreciate it, as always. Look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right. Sport Fishing Financial, Mr. Rick Jensen's on the line with our Northern Baja report. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, guys.
What's going on in Northern Baja?
Well, it's great to be spring in Northern Baja.
Down
in Mag Bay, smaller tuna are showing up. The Mulegey, Bahia Concepcion area, water's warming up fast, summer-like weather, earlier than normal for that. Fishing is very good. Yellow snapper, pintos, cabrilla, big yellowtail coming to the surface, and even marlin being seen jumping around up there already. So that's pretty odd and pretty far north for this time of year. La Bocana, Bahia, Concepcion area, small grouper in the bay, not much going on there still. It's not really the key time to be there. Still stays a little windy and cooler water. A little further north, though, the halibut are starting to show in the Seven Sisters area. So a lot of big stretch of wide open area there to get out and look for some halibut. Saw some bigger catches there this week. Bay of L.A., great weather. Not really a lot of fishing reports being heard there. San Quintin, water a little cooler. Yellowtail have slowed, but calicos are pretty active. Larger number of smaller white sea bass started to show and gather up, so that's a good sign. I know that happened in Ensenada as well, where spring is happening, and all the players are starting to show up in Ensenada. We've got yellowtail, white sea bass,
nice,
calico, barracuda, plenty of rockfish and lingcod. So.
Yeah, wow, sounds great. Now, big event coming up really soon for Sport Fishing Financial on the Pacific Provider. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Tuesday, April 5th on the Pacific Provider.
That's a week from this Tuesday.
1 week from Tuesday, 5:30 on Shelter Island there. We have myself, Brandon Hayward, Bill Boyce on board. We've got a couple experts from our investment management partners that are going to be doing some light speaking on how we manage portfolios and how many of our fishermen out there and listeners may be listening to the wrong things when they make emotional decisions. So we'll laugh and joke about that, have some beer and wine. Yeah, we've got a local fish provider giving us some albacore from not local albacore, but he's going to serve some albacore and some yellowfin tuna. Got a couple other snacks on board and a few giveaways. So join us and let's have some fun.
And how does one join you?
On our website, under the events tab, you can go to an Eventbrite link and RSVP. We've got almost full capacity, but we do have a few more spots available.
And how much is it, Rick?
It's free. It's free.
Come on. It's free? Wow. That sounds like a pretty good, I mean, you get to see Brandon Hayward and all the guys and listen to your advice and stuff like that for free and be aboard the Pacific Provider, which is quite a ship there at the Kona Kai Resort. It's going to be quite a night. That's Tuesday, April 5th. Go on the website, sportfishingfinancial.com. Sign up because you only have a couple spots left, you said, right?
Yeah, you know, we're getting right up at capacity. We know people sign up and don't show, and we'll expect a few of those. So we'll have room for you.
All right.
Cool, Rick.
Good job. How do we find you, Rick?
Sportfishingfinancial.com and at the phone line, 949-481-1807.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Saturday. Or Ricky will talk to you next Saturday because I'll be on a plane on my way to Panama.
Have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
okay.
Rick. All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Mike, and he's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
I was wondering, I had a question on surface irons. Depending on conditions, what's the best colors to use for those?
With a surface iron, it's more so about the way it swims. Mint green has always been a very popular color at the Coronado Islands. I'm sure Ricky and Pete can tell you they probably have lures of all different colors that get bit on the surface, mainly because of the way they move. You know, it's more about action than color. Blue and white, green and white, you know, all mint green and white, they all work good.
Yeah. And it's like you say, it's not necessarily the color, but it's the movement of the lure, right?
Yeah, some of them just swim right, you know, and you can almost tell by the way your rod tip is bouncing when you're winding it in, you know, that just the real good ones will actually throw a little slack into your line almost, and it's the way that they kick around that gets them bit.
I think your tip, too, from before with the yo-yo jig was so spot on, too. I mean, does the color make a world of difference? It probably does, and it probably didn't hardly make any difference at all, but there's no reason to just go super funky. You know, just do something that looks like it should halfway be there.
Right, yeah. Try to match the natural ocean surroundings, and you'll be fine.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right.
Jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Jim? He's calling us from National City. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to pass along. Earlier in the year, I was going down the Otay Mesa Crossing to place some football bets. And coming back, all I had was my passport card because, you know, it fits right in my wallet. Well, that particular day, the passport line was 40 minutes faster than the passport card line. And so when I got to the front of the line, I asked the agent what's going on there, and he says, well, just some days it's like that, you know. Some days the passport card is faster, some days the passport is faster. So anyway, I just thought I'd pass it along because, you know, I just wanted to carry my passport card because it fits right in my wallet.
Good tip.
The other question I wanted to ask was, I know Taro has his own boat now, but is he still with you up until July when he gets his boat, or who is your second ticket now?
Captain Taro is actually on the boat right now as we speak. He's driving the San Diego for me today and tomorrow. He is going to be available to me until June 1st, I believe it was, or whenever they get the Liberty up and running. So, yeah, he's still part of the family. He's still around. He's out there today. And then we'll have Captain Cameron Cribben coming on this summer to drive relief on the San Diego.
Nice. On the days that your days off, which are Sunday, Monday.
Sunday, Monday, yeah.
That's awesome.
Very
what,
good.
What a cool deal.
Hey,
that's great.
Thanks for the tip. That was a very good tip on the card. So bring them both is what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, that is good information.
All right.
Well, that particular day, like I said, 40 minutes difference.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
That's good info.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, the senior anglers of Escondido Fishing Club will be holding their regular monthly meeting starting at 9:30 a.m. on Friday, April 8th. That's a week from next Friday at the Park Avenue Community Center in Escondido. Hey, the celebrated outdoor writer Ernie Cowan, very well-known speaker and a great guy, will be there. He'll be sharing the information about the April 30th trout opener in the Eastern Sierra. So the meeting starts at 9:30 a.m. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. The Escondido Senior Anglers Club, and that is at Park Avenue Community Center, 9:30 a.m. on April the 8th. Check it out and check out Ernie. He's full of knowledge.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into him. This time we're going to talk to Harry, calling us from La Jolla. Good morning, Harry. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, guys. How are you all doing?
Great.
Great.
Well, I was already scheduled to go out on Tuesday with you, Ryan, and this coming Tuesday. So now I'm going two Tuesdays in a row.
Nice.
And unfortunately, I was hoping to go to Rick's seminar at the Kona Kai, but I don't think you're going to be back in time for me to be able to do that.
What time is the seminar?
I think it starts at 5:30. Is it?
Yeah, you probably won't make
it on
that
the water
one.
Seminar.
Yeah. Well, I think I'd rather be catching fish than eating fish right now.
There you go.
But anyway, I wanted to share something with you, Ryan. I know you were part of it. And first of all, I love fishing with you. You always find fish, and the crew is just incredible. But last year, you and Matt did something I thought was just real classic. Matt caught the only Oahu that was on the boat that particular day. When we got off the boat, everybody on the boat got a piece of Wahoo, thanks to both you and Matt. And I want to thank you very much for doing that.
Yeah, Matt still harasses me about that a little bit. I took his fish from him. Only Wahoo, the first Wahoo he's ever caught. He came out fishing on one of his days off. That's what our crew is all about. These guys are fishermen. If they get a day off, they want to come out fishing. So Matt, one of our deckhands, came out fishing with us for a day when the Wahoo were around, and he caught our only Wahoo. And since he's, you know, a crew member of the boat who was just fishing on his day off, we took it from him. I didn't even tell Matt I was going to do it.
Give him the option.
I didn't even give him the option. I just made an announcement on the PA. I said, everyone's going home with a piece of Wahoo. And we cut this thing up into, I think we had 30 people on the boat, 30 dinner-sized portions, and everyone got a piece of fresh Wahoo to take home.
How nice is that?
Yeah.
Generous of Matt, too.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Now, did White Lightning even get a piece of that?
I don't think so.
I was standing next to Matt when you made that announcement, and you should have seen the look on his face.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That's funny.
Hey, Harry, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, that brings up the comment about the RSW system on the San Diego. It is stellar, as good as any long-range boats. You really work on that RSW system.
Yeah, it's just always kind of been a pet peeve of mine to see wasted fish. You know, when I look at pictures of fish on other boats or in magazines, I'm not looking at the size of the fish. I'm not looking at what kind of fish it is. I'm looking to see what condition that fish is in. And you can tell, you know, even in a picture. You know, my wife's Japanese, my dad is half Chinese. We grew up where fish is valuable. And,
yes,
and
it is valuable.
It's valuable, and you don't want to waste it. You want it to be in perfect condition if you can. And we do everything in our power to make sure that you have a beautiful fish when you get off the boat. We bleed everything.
Everything's bled,
spiked. And if you want to eat it sashimi, you can. It's you know, this day and age of limits and everything, you're not going home with a truck bed full of fish anymore.
No.
You're going to go home with two to five fish. They need to be in perfect condition.
Yeah, I can attest to that. I was fortunate enough to receive a couple chunks of yellowtail that Dark caught last Sunday aboard the San Diego, and he took his fish to Fisherman's Processing, had it perfectly filleted and vacuum packed.
Yep.
And then Lolly and I ate it twice last week. It was fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean,
nice.
It was as good as yellowtail gets, and I love yellowtail, and
yeah.
It was as good as it gets.
The difference on a fish that got bled and spiked and put into the RSW on the San Diego versus sitting in a gunny sack for a day is just, it's two completely different things at the end of the day. I mean, it's crazy.
It
the
is.
Color's different. The,
yeah.
You know, how firm the filet, it's just
you look at
the
color
the
of the
board.
Meat. I mean,
yeah.
Instead of being reddish color, it's almost white.
White, yeah.
Yeah, when yeah. it comes to yellowtail.
There's no reason for it not to be like that.
Absolutely.
It just takes a little more work.
Yeah, and that's what you guys do on the San Diego.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this, our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar, and you know, you heard Ryan talking about bluefin tuna. And there is nothing better than filling up a Talica and some Power Pro and fly line and a sardine. You'll get them.
Well, the spot is the Power Pro advantage, and that's exactly what it is in a case like that. When you're fishing a short top shot, the bait that's swimming in the water, Power Pro has significantly less drag than monofilament does. So when your bait is swimming through the water, he's got less drag and able to swim faster and a lot more natural. And that's it. That's the advantage. Your bait looks better than the guy next to you if he doesn't have Power Pro.
And if you use hollow ace, the hollow core, you run that line right up your fluorocarbon leader, seamless connection. And then it's even better. So check it out. Power Pro at your local tackle store. Ask them to show you the Power Pro advantage at your local tackle store or check powerpro.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Brace yourself for the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes. They're lighter, faster, stronger, smarter, and they're innovation award winners. These intimidating V6 300, 250, and 225 horsepower Predators are engineered to be offshore tough. Still, Yamaha's lightweight design makes these outboards up to 73 pounds lighter than 300 horsepower competitors. They're also faster and smarter than their peers. Up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM. Add all that to a powerful, class-leading 4.2 liters of big bore V6 displacement, and you have a definite competitive advantage. And now, these offboards are available with the advanced precision of Helmmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. power, precision, efficiency, reliability, the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes. They're miles ahead of the competition, and they're at a dealer near you. Meet them today at your local Yamaha dealer. Hellmaster available with V6s purchased only as part of new boat packages from Boat Builder Partners.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You just heard a spot for the Red Rooster 3, and tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup 7 to 9 a.m., Captain Derek Waldman will be here from the Red Rooster 3 talking long-range fishing, big fish, and about their spring and summer season to come on the Red Rooster. So that's tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Mighty 1090. You don't want to miss that show. Derek's great.
I walked down their last trip that they unloaded from, and it was a rad trip.
Oh, yeah. We heard from Captain Andy Cage a couple times from that trip.
It wasn't rad in the fact that they had, you know, the boat was absolutely full of 200-pounders, and look at the glory photos, but their average fish that they had was like 130-pounder. I mean, that was the one that every guy had a bunch of. It was crazy. I don't remember seeing like a wedge of like 130 to 180s. Like, that's what everybody caught every fish. They said there were just no small ones. It was really cool. They had a great trip. I can't wait to hear about it tomorrow.
Well, if you have an itch to go long-range fishing, I can't believe it, but on our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Star Fly Down, Fly Back 11-day trip that leaves April 19th, there's one spot left. So if you want to go on the ultimate long-range trip, you put your gear in San Diego on the boat, meet the boat in Cabo in 3 days by flying down, fish for 11 days, come back to Cabo, fly home, meet your boat and your fish back home 3 days later. It's the ultimate long-range trip for a guy that doesn't have 17 days. It's a 17-day trip that you can do in 11 days.
11 days, including the weekend times from work. I mean, it is something that would normally take you 2.5 weeks of vacation time to get it done in basically a week and a day or two of you're only missing from work. It's awesome.
So check RoyalStarSportFishing.com and grab that last spot. You can book right online and check that out. Also want to tell you about the OA Tommy Thomas Kids Fishing Derby. It's going to be at Lake Paris on Saturday, April 16th. 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's for kids right there at Lake Paris. So bring your favorite rod and reel and your ice chest and your lawn chair and your sunscreen and have a good time. For more information, call Ranger Brady or Mike at 951-940-5647. It's all put on by the California Start Department of Parks, and it's at Lake Paris on Saturday, April 16th. Check it out.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. They are absolutely jam-packed. We're going to talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Ryan, Rick, and Pete. Hey, I'm going to try and fish more surface iron this year, and I was looking at the Terramars, and, you know, I was kind of looking for the all-purpose, maybe you could throw, like you arrived talking about, throwing the heavy jig out there if you have to, or and then just surface fire. Which one would you suggest? What would be a setup on that Terramar? I like those. They're really light. I've been looking at them over there at the local tackle shop.
Rick probably knows the numbers on the blanks a lot better than I do, but I think they make a 9-footer and a 10-footer, right?
They don't make the 10-footer anymore. So
okay.
The 9-footer would be the one. The one that would make the most sense for casting a surface iron would be a 90H. That's just their heaviest 9-footer. But I'll tell you, Sam, surface iron fishing, it really is. It's a specialized technique. And to be totally honest, the rod that's right for throwing a surface iron is not right for anything else but throwing a surface iron. You can definitely multi-use a yo-yo jig rod. You can make it your heavy bait rod, or you can fish a dropper loop with it, or there's definitely multiple use things you could do with a rod for fishing a heavy yo-yo jig. But the rod that's really right for surface iron fishing, it's meant for one thing: throwing a Taddy 45 or a 7X or a candy bar or something of the like, and catching a yellowtail with it.
But I really like that Terramar 90H.
I do too. That's
rod.
That's
man, it's
what I fish with.
It works really well, and it's reasonably priced.
That's that again. There's the reason to get that rod. I fish a Terramar surface iron rod, and I love it. And they don't break the bank, and they're lightweight. And I fish in a skiff. I fish in a skiff and on the San Diego, so it's important that I can fit the butt section of my rod in a rod holder on a skiff. And the Terramar, that's one of the reasons I love it. Yeah, so 90H would be the best one for it.
And Terramar Tuesday, I'll bet Robbie's going to have one on there on April 5th.
There will probably be some 90Hs on the boat, yes.
Trinidad or Torium Reel attached to it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Not a nicer, I mean.
Check it out.
Obviously, you know, but you get to see everything come through there. There's not a nicer surface iron reel than that. I mean, I know, you know, I was going to say there's no BS for radio or spiff or anything like that. I mean, if you look at the reels that you have and Brawla has and the guys that come out there.
Yeah, well, if you want to see what we believe is the best, you can walk up to the upper deck and look in the corner there by the wheelhouse and see what kind of reels are on those rods. And it is all Trinidad's now. It is, they have changed the game. I grew up where Newell's is what we used.
Yeah.
You know, a 332 is what you used if you're going to cast a surface iron. And I thought they were great. And they were great, you know.
In their day.
In their day. But, man, are those Trinidad's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Trinidad A, what do you use, a 20?
A 20A, yeah.
20A.
Trinidad 20A.
There you go.
I love them.
And what do you put on it?
I put 40-pound mono on it.
40-pound mono.
Yep.
All right. There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back in and talk to Rich, calling us from Bradley. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thank you, and it's just awesome to hear about the level of fish care on the San Diego. That's great for a three-quarter day boat. That was just absolutely unheard of in really recent times.
Yes.
Yeah, not that long ago, even on, you know, day-and-a-half trips, fish were going in burlap bags, and it's just the way things were.
Yeah, I really appreciate the difference in quality when you get that level of fish care, and kind of taking it to another boat where they're not automatically spiking the fish. I'm asking them to do it, and you know, or pull out a gill and do stuff like that. It's really opened my eyes to the difference in quality of the fish. Now I got a question about line size. It seemed to me that in the summertime that the yellowtail want to get a little bit line shy, and the reason I'm asking is I was on a trip to Catalina in a previous summer, and we had yellowtail that were circling the boat in nice clear water on a bright sunny day, and you could lead them with a live squid, and they would just swim around it. And I'm wondering if do you think that's just the fish being off the bite, or is there some kind of an adjustment I can make with line size, or maybe you could kind of help me get the inside baseball on that one.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. This time of year, springtime, late winter, all the yellowtail are being caught on 30 to 60-pound test at the Coronado Islands. We're yo-yoing, deep water fishing. Come summertime, once those fish start to settle in on the spots at the islands and get in shallow water, like what you're talking about at Catalina Island, our yellowtail are caught on 20 to 30-pound tests. You know, we definitely go down in line size, and most of that is a product of we're starting to fly line baits now. We're starting to fly line sardines. You talked about fly lining squid, and I've seen that same thing at the Coronado Islands where, oh, man, we got squid. We're going to catch a bunch of yellowtail today, and we absolutely do not. The boats that have the sardine do better than the boat.
How
with
weird
the,
is that?
It's weird, yeah, and it's just, you know, there's still so much we don't know about fishing in the ocean, and sometimes they're into squid and sometimes they're not, and that's why it's so important to be out there every single day. And when you get on the boat, talk to the crew members. The crew members want nothing more than to see you catch fish and have a good time, and they can help you out because the conditions are constantly changing. But in that case where the yellowtail's swimming around your squid, it sounds to me like it was just a funky mode that the fish were in, and there's not much you can do. You know, a little bit lighter line might help. It might not, it also might not help at all. You know, fish don't bite all the time.
When you talked about activating a school, there's one thing that can be done on the San Diego that no matter what, you just can't do the same on a private boat is you can fire a lot of bait at those things and get a school of fish that maybe just wouldn't be all that fired up or interested in biting, and you really pour the bait on them. There are times when that's what can make the difference.
That's the difference.
And that's the difference between jumping on the San Diego and not. You know, you guys have the capacity and the ability to really shovel the bait at them when you need to. And
especially this time of year when the water's a little bit cooler, you know, around the 60-degree mark, you need to activate them. You need to get them. And once you got them going, once you got that little burst of energy into the water, Like last Sunday, when we made those two drifts and went home, we had completely stopped chumming, and they were still on the boat, hanging with the boat, and still catching them, even though we hadn't chummed in 20 minutes, but we did do the initial activation.
So what was different about Sunday versus yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing that I think, the thing I've seen over the years at the Coronado Islands and with all fishing really is prefrontal conditions. The fish feel the barometer starting to drop and they know it's time to feed up. Some of our absolute best days that I can remember over the last 20 years at the Coronado Islands have been prefrontal days. Yeah.
What about the moon? Does it make a difference?
I'm not a big moon guy. I know it does affect fishing. It definitely does. But as far as consistently affecting the fishing the same way, I haven't seen that. But I do know that the moon affects fishing. As far as how, I'm not too sure yet.
I don't know whether anybody knows.
Yeah.
Indeed. You just go fishing when you can.
Yeah, you fish the conditions that are right in front of you. You take each day as a new day, and fish the current conditions, what I always try to tell myself.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Curtis, who's called us from Santa Cruz. Curtis, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hi, Curtis.
Hey, good morning, guys. First-time caller. I had a question for Ryan. I really enjoyed reading and watching the coverage on the Jig Checkers ball last year. Do you have any plans doing that again this year?
You know, Brandon Hayward mentioned that we were going to try to make it a yearly thing. I do know that he wants to kind of spread it around the fleet, and it might be on a different boat this year. I'm not sure. I haven't heard from him. I would love to do it.
Tell us about it. What was that? For those of our listeners that may have not been familiar with the Jig Chuckers ball.
Yeah, that was an interesting day, interesting concept that Brandon came up with. He called me kind of out of the blue one day and asked if we could put together kind of some surface iron fishermen and do an inside sport fishing episode, and he would write an article, and we decided to run with it. We made some calls, and some really interesting, cool people were interested in coming out. You know, Captain Roy Rose from the Royal Polaris was there. Brian Kiyohara was there. We tried to get some old-timers like Donnie Sansom to show up. He didn't want to come, but it turned out to be just a phenomenal day.
It's like an all-star cast of surface iron experts.
Yeah, just to kind of put the best of the best on the same boat for a day and see what would happen.
On the San Diego.
And we had really good yellowtail fishing in the morning. And then on the way home, we ran into some big bluefin on the way home and caught a few of those as well. It was a very fun trip.
It's a good article in the Bite Journal, the current Bite Journal.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the Bite Journal, so
yeah, it
describes
cool.
the whole thing. Yeah. But that.
And the inside sport fishing footage was just
amazing.
Sick. It was cool. That was really,
we had
really cool. What more do you say than that?
We had a drone operator on the boat. It was really cool and new for us. We liked it. So I think it's going to happen again. I don't know if it's going to happen on the San Diego, but I don't think it was the last Jig Chuck.
All right, Curtis, thanks for hanging in. And thanks for being a first-time caller with us. Please join us again.
All right, how about next up we talk to John. He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question was how you take care of the fish, and you guys kind of covered that. So I was going to ask you about chartering your boat, if you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we are available for private charter every single day. Unfortunately, for a lot of our charter groups, our prices are high. You know, we're not really a charter boat. I have a contract with the landing for the 5:30 to 5 open party run every single day, and so I have to be committed to that. And we do have a lot of boats at our landing that are specifically charter boats. So when you look at the prices on the website, in the brochure, we're significantly higher than most boats, and it's because we have the contract with the landing for the open party run. So we need to stay committed to that. But if a person is willing to pay our charter rates, we're definitely available for private charter.
There you go.
Essentially, they need to just pay what a full boat would be, so it's fair to the landing.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, you're going to pay what a full open party trip would gross the boat.
But then you and your buddies can just have it to yourself, no matter what the group size is.
We still have plenty of groups that do it. We have a group that comes out with 8 or 10 people every year.
Wow.
We have charter groups that have been chartering me since I owned the Mission Bell in the early 2000s, and It's really nice. It's a nice change of pace.
So you do private charters.
We do.
It's gonna, if you want to go with Captain Ryan, it's going to cost you.
It's going to be expensive when you comparatively speaking.
Comparatively speaking to other boats. All right. Very good, but probably worth it.
Yeah, I think so.
I'd agree. Yeah. I'll come with you. No problem.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back in? Talk to Kenny. He's calling us from Hawaiian Guards this morning. Kenny, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, morning, gentlemen. Hey, Ryan, I understand that you like to use mono for the yo-yo iron. You use the pink Andy, and you use a glass rod versus a graphite rod.
For yo-yo fishing, I've used both, glass and graphite. I've used both. Right now I'm using a graphite, a graphite rod. And as far as mono, lately, Iserline is what I've been using. I've used Mamoy. I have used the pink Andy before. All the top line, top brands are good.
What about surface iron? I know there's so much debate between graphite and glass and a surface iron rod. A glass rod loads so much better, but is heavier. Graphite rod is lighter and easier on you and maybe lifts better. But
yeah, I've used them both over the years. I've used, fiberglass, graphite, and I've come back to a fiberglass rod. I just like it. I'm comfortable with it. The rod is all about comfort. You'll know when you make your first five casts with a surface iron rod. Once you get to a level where you've been fishing a surface iron for a few years, you'll know within five casts if the rod's going to work out for you. And I'm a fiberglass guy.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Matt. His call is from Newport. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. Good morning.
Love the San Diego. Been on it many times. My question is, I just got two brand-new Torium 20s. They're still in the box. Do I need to lube them up before I use them?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think they're ready to go right out of the package.
You don't need to do much to them at all.
Yeah.
even after you fish them for a year.
Yeah.
No, put line on them and go.
Yeah.
They're pretty bulletproof and definitely require no pre-maintenance at all. Get your line a little bit wet before you make your cast, just, burn your thumb or burn your mono, but you don't need to do a thing to those reels. They're ready to roll.
One thing I will mention, though, when you put it away for storage is back your drags off. It'll make your drags last so much longer, and it'll keep them from sticking, too, right, guys?
Yep.
A lot of people don't do that, and they put their rods away and the drags button down, and then they go to use the reel again next time, and it's, why is this sticking? Well, there's compression on the think about it. Compression on those disc drags is tight. So you back it off, they're going to last a lot longer. So try that out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Jeff, who's calling us from Santee. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, guys, good morning. Great show this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, quick question for Ryan. I was wondering, for a guy that just loves fishing on your boat, I mean, do you guys have any kind of a prepaid package where you can get, 10 trips prepaid, where a guy can save, maybe save a few bucks going in on a trip? And then what are your loads like this time of year in the spring and everything?
This time of year, our loads are all over the board. We have people that watch the fish counts closely every single day. And so if you see a day where we had excellent, excellent fishing, most likely we're going to be, up around capacity the next day.
Which is your capacity?
58 people.
58.
Yeah, 58 people right now. We had a day with 20 people on the boat last week.
For example, last Sunday. Sunday, beautiful day on the water.
20 passengers.
20 passengers, and you had limits early and went home early.
Limits early, went home early. And then yesterday, Good Friday, after two pretty slow days of yellowtail fishing, we had 50 people show up yesterday. So passenger counts are all over the board. But when you check the Seaforth website, when you're making your reservation, it shows you right there on the screen how many reservations are made already. So you can see if it's going to – you'll have a pretty good idea if it's going to be a light load.
The night before,
yeah. It shows open spots available.
So when you go to C4SportFishing.com, you can actually buy a ticket online.
Oh, yeah.
Put your information in there. Then you show up with your passport or passport card the next morning. Or get the fishing license and you go fishing.
That's correct. You can make a reservation through the Seaforth website. You can also make a reservation through the boat's website.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the boat's website?
www.thesandiego.com.
Thesandiego.com.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Easy. Pay for it with a credit card. You're set. You get down to the landing, and you go fishing.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good deal.
That's cool.
Thanks a
so,
lot.
So, again, can you get a pre-book? I mean, can you prepay for, like, you know, a you know, so many different trips ahead of time? Can you do that, too?
Yeah, you know, we don't offer anything like that.
No multi-trip discount.
No.
Yeah.
Catch fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catch limits.
All right.
Hey,
thanks
when we come
for the call.
When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming, including finding out who's going fishing aboard the San Diego. We're giving away a couple of passes. When we come back, it's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. By now, some of you have already been out fishing with me or even on board as new clients. For others out there who couldn't make it during the recent offshore fishing season, now's a great time to see how we can help you. Business owners with 401ks or qualified retirement plans, you know things could be better, and why don't we sit down and see how we can make it better? Business owners that are out there that don't have a plan, I'll walk you through the steps and create the plan that's right for you and your employees. For others that have retirement plans with former employers or personal IRAs, let's put them to work where you know how much risk you're exposed to and what kind of expenses you're being charged. Now's the time to put more focus on the long-term funding of your fishing lifestyle.
Rick and I had some great times together out on the water this season, and I know you're going to enjoy meeting him. Managing your investment accounts should be simple and efficient. Give Rick a call at 949-481-1807 or find him on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
XHPRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're at the big winner, three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, going to Dan in San Diego as well as John in Bonzel. Guys, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on the San Diego.
Go catch some yellowtail, maybe some bluefin.
Yep, it's just
all
the beginning.
Good stuff. It's just the beginning. All right, well, great show, great information. Ryan, you do such an awesome operation there. I'm the San Diego. We're proud to be associated with you and C4 Sport Fishing, and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well deserved,
thank you.
Man.
Now, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, how do they do that?
They call C4th Landing at 619-224-3383. They can book a reservation on the telephone, or they can get on the internet at c4thlanding.com, book a reservation like that, or the boat's website, thesandiego.com. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. You can follow us along there.
Yeah.
A few different ways to make reservations.
Yeah, and if you follow you on Facebook, you'll give a fish report every day.
Yeah, right? We do.
Yeah,
we
which
do.
Which is kind of nice.
It is.
Yeah, follow them on Facebook and just go to the San Diego website, thesandiego.com, and you can just like them on Facebook and
get the fish report.
That's correct.
There you go. Hey, don't forget Terramar Tuesdays with Shimano starting April 5th. That's a week from Tuesday.
Looking forward
to
those.
Make your reservation at C4 Sport Fishing and just go on the trip and try that Shimano gear. It's a good time. We'll get lots of reports on that. Thanks again, Ryan. Appreciate that very much. Thank you for listening today. We will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Derek Waldman from the Red Rooster 3 will be in the studio with us talking big fish fishing. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.